something happened where it made me look at my life and realize like I was a complete loser. I had absolutely nothing to offer this kid. And I wish I had a mentor or a coach or, you know, a dad. You know, what I've learned now, that those times in our lives where we have to, the biggest challenges are actually the opportunities for the most amount of growth and success. It was game on, right? And I took the same practice that I had in sports to, you know, business. Like, first one in, last one to leave, and just hustle. Hustle, hustle, hustle. There's a lot of sacrifice I did. There's no easy way.
Yeah.
In life, right? If you think you found a shortcut, you haven't, right? You may have found it for a short period of time, but then it's going to be 10 steps backward. Real estate is simple. I actually think life is simple. Yeah. It's not easy, but it's simple.
Hi, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you for deciding to listen to this episode. Thank you for making a conscious decision to be open to learn and improve in order to lead a better life. And even though I have a big mission to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams, right now, you are the most important person to me. So please help me on my mission by being the best version of yourself, give it your all, and most importantly, don't forget to enjoy the ride. This week's guest is a person I truly admire and a new role model of mine. He's a man that decided that enough is enough and went from being a young man working as a busboy filled with inner demons to becoming one of the top 1% of real estate agents in the world. His name is James Suarez, and he lives by the words desire, dedication, and determination. Let's welcome James Suarez. Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on here.
Yeah, thank you for doing this, James. As I said before we started, you're like a new role model to me. I'm new in this field, and I'm super happy that I got to learn a lot from you already. So we're going to start digging deep and talking about your journey because it's quite remarkable. So how long have you been sober now?
16 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's huge. So let's talk. First, I just want to say something. I've got to spend like quite amount of hours with you the last couple of weeks, and I've made a lot of notes, and I've been thinking a lot about the things that you are saying, because what I do, I study success, and what you have accomplished here in your business, that's awesome. But the things that I really got happy and why you are a role model for me, you did that, but you also said something that really resonated with me. Like, my wife, I couldn't attract her before. I had to change who I was in order to attract a person like that. And having family and business success and finding that balance that is so hard, and it's day to day, right? But that you are doing that and you're focusing on being the best dad you could be because you didn't have a dad like that. You're using all your fuel in a positive way. It could have gone completely different way, but you choose that, and I applaud you for that. So let's talk about you. You're a busboy at Islands now, and you meet some real estate agents, and like how did that kind of story work out?
So the way the story worked is, so I went to rehab.
Yeah.
Okay. And I made friends in rehab, and it was actually in Phoenix, and a lot of my friends that I met there were coming out to LA.
Yeah,
because there's a huge, you know, there's sobriety is huge out here. It's almost cool to be sober out here, which is funny. And so I asked my, you know, my mom, can I move out there? She's like, absolutely not.
And how old are you at this point?
I was 21, 22. 20, yeah. Yeah, I think 22. She's like, absolutely not. But here's the deal. If you can stay sober for 6 months, I will consider it. You know, so I went back to Florida. I was put in a sober living halfway house, whatever you want to call it. And then I came out to visit a friend about 6 months, you know, clean and sober, and, you know, fell in love with it. Because again, you know, just the weather and the people and the meetings and the sobriety. And again, I needed to get away from that world.
Yeah.
And I did. I moved out here. I some of my friends that I had met out here ended up relapsing pretty early on. So I really only knew one person when I moved out here. But quickly, you know, got into the program and, you know, started making a life for myself.
Yeah.
The mistake I made was that I started putting things in front of my program, in front of AA, which eventually led me to a relapse. Luckily, it was a very short relapse. You know, once you attain a certain level of happiness and serenity, you know, you have to continue to do work to keep on leveling up there, and I stopped doing that. And so I, you know, there's a lot of demons that I still deal with to this day. I mean, one of them, you know, fatherhood, right? Like, I have a huge insecurity about being a father only because my real father, right, was, I don't get how, like, I have so much love for my kids. I couldn't get how or why you would ever abandon them.
Yeah.
But in the back of my mind, you know, there is a voice that says I'm going to do the same thing and I'm going to be a bad dad.
Yeah.
And so I have to fight that demon, you know, on a daily basis. And if I don't take continual actions, like if you go and you look at my affirmation book that I write in every morning, it says, you know, I am a great dad and have massive love for my children or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Just because I have to continue to keep that in check. So, yeah, I when I moved out here, I got sober. I was a busboy for Islands, which is like a local restaurant chain out here. And luckily, it shares the same parking lot with a real estate office. And so I used to watch them drive up in their nice cars, you know, their Mercedes, their Lexuses, their Jaguars. You know, they were wearing nice clothes. And then they'd come and eat, you know, and I would overhear conversations about, you know, multi-million dollar deals. And anyways, one day I got the courage. And in Islands, you have to wear like a Hawaiian shirt, right? And then one day I just got the courage to go over and talk to the manager, and I was in my Hawaiian shirt, and said, "What do I need to do to become an agent here?" And he gave me a list of things to do, and, you know, like a coach, like, you know, I saw that's what I looked at him as, and I did that list of things that he told me to do, and then I went back to him, and I was like, "Okay, now what do I need to do?" He gave me another list, which included getting my license, which I failed the real estate exam 3 times, right? Could have quit after the first time, could have quit after the second time, could have quit after the third time.
Yeah.
But I was determined, right? One of the intros you said, determination, right? That was actually the slogan of my high school baseball team.
Yeah.
Desire, dedication, determination. I had the determination to do this, right? So, you know, I got my license and then it was game on, right? And I took the same practice that I had in sports to, you know, business, like first one in, last one to leave, and just hustle, 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 hustle. There's a lot of sacrifice I did. I remember, you know, my friends would, you know, go out, or my friends would, I actually remember I was in my office, and it was, I think it was Cinco de Mayo or one of these, you know, party days. And I decided to work, and I saw, you know, my office was across the street from Baja Cantina, one of these popular, like, Mexican restaurants, and there was a big party going on. All these people were partying and walking to the beach, you know, and I felt sorry for myself that I couldn't do that one party, right?
Yeah.
And the other one was, like, participate. And then I thought, you know, I have to sacrifice now so that I can become the man I desire to be, right? I love this saying, and it's my screenshot on my computer, you know, from Muhammad Ali, right? Suffer now to live the rest of my life a champion. And that's the theory that I took. And that's, you know, it was day in, day out, just focus, grind.
I love that. When you talk about this, I think about when you start karate, because my father, he's my coach in karate, actually. And he remembered the first time he started. In karate, it's belts, right? So you start at white and all the way to black.
Let me tell you a funny story real quick about that. So I was in karate.
Oh, you was?
Yes, I was. And then I, you know, it's very disciplined, right, in self-defense. And Corey Resnick said something to me that upset me. And I used one of my moves and broke his nose and got kicked out of karate.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow.
But yeah, so the belt. Cool. I think that's got to a yellow belt.
Okay, well, that's
maybe
cool.
Maybe it was purple. But anyway,
we'll do some after.
No, we will not. You will break my nose.
I've broken mine a couple of times, actually. Sure. Yeah. I think that's huge. And a lot of times we think we know it all when we're not in the position that we want to be. And I think that's fear. fear of growing. And we see it all the time because you don't want to fail. Nobody wants to fail. But if you want to be in the arena, if you want to do good things, you're going to fail, and you're going to fail a lot. So how do we kind of get comfortable with failing? Because I meet a lot of people too. And there's, yeah, mindset, but it's not for me. Or reading, yeah, I'll read that book. And then 3 months later, I said, what did you think about that book? Oh, I forgot to buy it. Can you tell me what it's about? No, I can't fucking tell you what it's about. You got to do the work, right? If it's hard, like Amazon today, you can get a book tomorrow, right? And we have Amazon across the street. You can get anything you really want. It's out there. But why don't we take this opportunity that we have in this world? And I want to talk about one thing that I mentioned to probably 5 or 6 of my closest friends that I want to inspire. One thing that you said about, I think it was someone you knew that didn't do the work. We're talking about morning routines here. And you said, so tonight when you go home, look your son in the eye and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry because I was lazy today and didn't do my job. You're not going to be able to go to college. We're not going to go to Disneyland or SeaWorld this year. I'm sorry, son. And then go to your wife and you say, sorry, wife, there's not going to be any travels this year. It's not going to be a bigger house, or our son is not going to go to college. And like, I've had that mindset now since you said that for 1 or 2 weeks, and it helped me a lot. Can you just talk about that? Like, that's one type of motivation, which is kind of a little bit fear of not being the person you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, people are motivated by pain or pleasure, right? Yeah. And in a way, you know, my coach used to say you're only cheating yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So if you are supposed to do 10 reps and you do 8, right? Or you know you could go a little heavier, but you don't, right? You're cheating yourself. But then it's more than that, because you're also cheating the team. You're cheating your teammates because you're not pushing yourself. And then when you get married, it's a partnership, and then you have kids. Like, it's not just about you anymore. So one of my teammates, right, like one of his big, what's holding him back, right, his one thing is mindset. He's the hardest working guy on my team, right? But he's hitting the ceiling, right? And I've shared my experience, strength, and hope, right? Which is like, listen, I've been where you've been, right? And thing is, he knows it's mindset. So he knows that it's his morning routine. But like, it's the slight edge, right? It's easy to wake up an hour earlier. It's easy not to wake up an hour earlier, right? And you just decide what you're going to do, right? It's easy to have a morning routine. It's easy not, right? And so basically what he's saying by deciding to hit the snooze button is the hopes and dreams that I have for my family, right? The extra hour of sleep, the comfort that I get from the extra hour of sleep are more important, right, than getting up and doing what I know I need to do in order to progress my career.
Yeah.
I don't know why people choose to do that. I'm still guilty, you know, of hitting the snooze button from time to time in my life, not just like literally, but in, you know, physically and literally in other areas, you know, of my life. But it's also what's important to us. And the failure, I mean, the failure aspect is that's what everyone needs to understand, right, in the journey of success, right, is one, in order to enjoy the journey, you need to understand that failure is going to be part of your path and embrace failure, right? We look at failure as a bad thing, where it's honestly one of the best things that can happen, because if you go back in your life and you look at some of your biggest failures, right, they're also the biggest opportunities of growth, right? Breakups, right? Striking out, right? If I never struck out, like, I would have never have learned how to improve on a curveball, right? If I have never gotten heartbroken, I would have never known what, you know, love is, right? I wouldn't have known what kind of character defects I had, what kind of characteristics I want in a significant other if I hadn't failed in those relationships. Yeah. I wouldn't know where I need to improve myself, right? And the thing is, I had this conversation with one of my mentees yesterday, is I've always wanted what I have today, right? And I want much more, right? But if I had this, right? I mean, with this, there's a lot of responsibility. You know, my main man Jay-Z said, you know, you know, more money, more problems. Or maybe that was Notorious B.I.G. But it's serious, right? Like, I'm under massive stress all the time, right? Business, financial, kids, right? Once you have kids and, like I'm constantly worried sick about, like, something happening, you know, to my kids, to my significant, my wife, right? I am under massive amount of stress. And if I had the stress that I have today, you know, even 5 years ago, I would have been, I would be crushed, crushed, paralyzed, right? So we need, you know, it's in the slight edge. We need these baby steps, these stepping stones. Like, it's one layer at a time that we're building our foundation. And then we also need to do a self inventory and assess our foundation all the time, because if there's a crack in it, if we don't deal with that crack and we keep on putting these levels of stress on it, everything will come crumbling down.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that's the cool part when you're creating wealth and when you're doing something great, you have the opportunity to give back, right? And I love that you have that purpose in your mind, because that's gonna make you work hard for that and enjoy that journey. Can we just talk about, you said something that I really like, and that's the difference between being interested and being committed. What is that, and what does that really mean?
Yeah, that's a good one. So that's something that I got from my mentor, Tom Ferry. And I got a brutal awakening to that. So Tom owns the number one real estate coaching organization in the world, right? And I creatively was able to get Tom to coach me.
How did you do that?
So I was at a summit, and I just knew I wanted to be coached by Tom. I knew I needed to be coached by Tom, and I was determined to be coached by Tom. Now, granted, like, you're in a room of, like, I don't know, 5, 7, 8,000 agents, all with the same design, right? Everyone wants to be coached by Tom. And I was like, okay, gonna have to figure this right, right? Whenever there's a will, there's a way. So at the time, his sons were very involved with charity work. And so they put together this charity, and if they raised however much money they raised, Tom would match it, right? And Tom's very big in scripting and dialoguing and preparing, right? So I went to his sons, and I said, listen, guys, here's a script for you to read, in which if your dad agrees to this, I will donate $5,000, right? $5,000 I really didn't have, right? $5,000 to coaching or to your charity. But in return for that, Tom, your dad, needs to coach me, right? But here, listen, I wrote out this strategic script, and if you just follow it, most likely he will say yes, and you'll get $5,000 toward charity. And they went backstage, right? And the three of them came out, right? And I'll never forget it. I still have the contract right over there, right? It's framed, in which Tom signed it and agreed to it. But he said, listen, James, if I'm going to give you coaching, and if you don't do what I say, you're out of coaching. Right? And this was massive for my life to be coached by Tom. Right? And my life started to take off. Like, one of the things you asked is, like, you know, what was one of the pivoting points of becoming the top one percentile is having Tom in my life. Right? And I think the second year of coaching, he called me out, like, during the summit, right, that I've talked about, and we made a bet. I had to make it in front of everybody. And basically, at that point, it was all about setting appointments, and the bet was that I would have to set an appointment every working day, right? And I actually miscalculated how many working days I was going to have that year, which ended up being, like, 270, and I had to hit 270 appointments. And if I didn't hit 270 appointments, I was out of coaching. Not just coaching with Tom, like, out of his organization, right? And I know, like, how big, even a short amount of time, you know, how drastically it changed my life, as well as, like, the potential. Like, Tom was, like, the perfect definition of success, right? Amazing business, well invested, surrounded by people who love him, has a great family, dedicated to his wife, dedicated to his kids. Like, he is the definition of success, right? So he is everything I want to be in life, right? And to lose him would be devastating, devastating. And so that's when I got introduced with committed versus interested, right? I wasn't interested in setting 270 appointments. It was commitment. I had no other choice. It meant that if it was 7:30, you know, or 8 o'clock at night and I hadn't set an appointment for that day, I had to keep calling, right? Commitment.
It's huge. And I listened to, you did a podcast on Tom Ferry's channel, one of the guys, and we're going to put the link so everybody that is interesting to know how you did that, they should watch. It's about 40 minutes. It's amazing what you did, and I think it can help a lot of people. And sometimes you need accountability, right? Even though, like, I'm disciplined, but I need accountability. I can't do it myself. And we see that. Why are the team always bigger than the one individual? There is something that happens when you are in a team, right?
Right.
What is that?
You know, the accountability piece, I mean, it's huge, right? Because it's to break it down and make it very simple, like when I work out, right? If I do it by myself, I do an okay job. But if I have a trainer, right, I bust ass. Right. Or if I have a workout partner, like I can't make an excuse not to show up. Yeah. Right. Or if I'm in one of those spin classes, right, and there's an instructor cheering you on and then there's the people on either side of you cheering on. You're just in it. Right. You're in it together. And then the team mentality is even more. Right. You're all thriving for, you know, one goal. You're in it together. That's why accountability is so important, to have people around you that know what your goals are and that also support your goals. Like, I know several people who are in relationships, but the other person hasn't bought in and they almost hold them back. Yeah. Right? I'm very lucky that my partner, you know, my wife,
yeah,
you know, supports my goals, yeah, right? She is the wind beneath my wings, and Think and Grow Rich, it says behind every great man is a great woman. Yeah. Right, Roxanne is an amazing, amazing, amazing woman. She works harder than I do, yeah, right? And the reason I say that is, one, she's full-time with me, yeah, but then she's also a full-time mom. She's not a part-time mom. She is a full-time mom. So when we get up at 4:30 in the morning, like, I have normally slept all night. Yeah. She's up two or three times with the kids,
yeah,
right? And still gets up with me to do the morning routine. She's a champion in herself. Right, but we're accountable to each other, right? And when, you know, sometimes I want to slack off and she's there to push me forward, right? She doesn't want me to have to go to my kids and say the goals and dreams and aspirations I promised you is not going to happen because, right?
That's incredible. And I just want to mention about, speaking of Tom Ferry, and I hope it's okay that I mention your bet with him right now.
Oh, yeah.
That you're gonna lose 20 pounds till August up to the summit. And one thing that is pretty cool with
that. And what happens if I lose?
You're going to pay $10,000.
Yeah. $10,000, yeah.
So that's awesome. And you're going to make it. And the cool part with that, and kind of the story you told us at Ignite, you talked about, you met some friends that are pretty successful, and this bet came up. You're going to lose 10,000 if you don't lose 20 pounds till August, basically. And I think your friend said something along the way, yeah, you're crazy. And then your wife said, no, my husband doesn't lose bets like that. And I cringe, because that is, when you are supported like that, how can you lose? And it also shows that you're committed to doing this. So this is something that I love, and that's something that reminds me of my father a lot. He's super disciplined. Even though he's retired now, he's just teaching kids. He's loving it in karate. But he wakes up 5 every morning, the same routine. Even though he's retired, that's just part of how he's carrying himself. And that's why I think, even when you are in that Tommy Bahama sweater, you're probably going to wake up pretty early.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not the exact same routines, but it's going to be, it's part of who you are, right? And can we just talk about the mornings? What's so special about mornings? Because you don't know that, but I actually wrote a book about morning routines. This is in Swedish, actually, but I interviewed 100 people, about 50 here in the US, that are super great at what they do about their morning routines, but also in Sweden, successful entrepreneurs and athletes, and I made a book out of it. And I have some tools that I'm going to share with you after that I think you can enjoy as well. But what is it about mornings that's so special?
Listen, I'm a student of success, right? So I studied other successful people, right? And one of the things that you will learn is that successful people have a strong morning routine, right? Yeah. Because when we need more time, in order to get more time, right, it's in the mornings,
yeah.
Right? So morning, you know, I was introduced recently to Morning Miracle,
yeah.
Right? I think it's been a couple of years now, I say recently, but Morning Miracle, right? Yeah. Where it talks about waking up early and doing, I think it's SAVERS is the
acronym
yeah. that yeah. everything stands for. So my wife and I, because, again, we support each other, and what's important to her is that she's, you know, is able to be ready yeah. and spend time with the kids in the morning. Yeah. So we have to get up early in order to do our morning routine, do our exercise, and then for her to be able to spend time with the kids,
yeah.
right? So at 4:30 in the morning, you know, the alarm goes off. And I forgot, there's a book out there, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting her name. Oh, Mel Brooks.
The 5 second rule.
The 5 second yeah. rule. And every morning we do the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you know? And we wake up, and then when my mind goes to hitting the snooze button, right, it's like, do I want to have that conversation with Julian today?
Yeah.
Do I want to say I'm sorry? Right? And no, I don't. Well, my why, you know, my dream board, and yeah. there's a reason why my dream board is right across from my desk,
yeah.
right? So that I can look at it every day and realize what my why is. And sometimes, you know, it's about providing the wedding, you know, for my daughter that she always wanted. Sometimes it's about buying my wife, you know, the diamond necklace that she wants. Sometimes it's about helping, you know, thousands of kids live extraordinary lives. Sometimes it's about driving the convertible Ferrari. Like, it just, you know, I have big whys and then I have little whys, and whatever I need to grab from that in order to move from being interested to committed, I will.
And let's be honest here, like, it's not always fun to wake up early, to go to bed early,
it's
right? Just,
it's never fun. Like, morning, yeah. there's not a day
people
I'm like, oh, this
that.
Is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's hard every single yeah. day. It is hard every single day waking up yeah. at that time when there's not a day that goes by that I don't want to hit
yeah.
this snooze button, yeah. right? But I it's like door knocking, right? Yeah. Like, most agents, right, don't want to do door knocking.
Yeah.
You know, going door to door is very challenging, right? And I built my career going door to door. And I, to be honest with you, I wasn't, and still am not, very good at it. And I didn't get a ton of business from doing it. But I knew input, output. I knew there are laws of this universe, right? And laws of attraction. And I knew if I put the input in, I would get the output, right? If I put the energy in, I'd get something in return for it. But there wasn't a day that didn't go by where I did not want to get out of that car
yeah.
and go door knocking, right? And there still isn't, yeah. right? But I had to use the why or the commitment in order to do that. Like, we can all think about a time in our lives where we committed to something. Or maybe someone told us we couldn't do it, and we're like, no, yes, I can, and then we did it,
yeah.
right? And I had to draw from those experiences numerous times in order to hit that commitment,
yeah.
right? And then once you accomplish something like that, like, you build your confidence up. And that's why you can continually commit to something and then continually move the bar, right? We all have our big, hairy, audacious goals, and they are scary.
Yeah. Time is running out. One last question. I know you're busy, and I'm super grateful that we did this podcast. And this is something that I ask all my guests. It's all great to share stories and all of that, but we want the people that are listening and watching this to take action. That's how I reach my goal of helping 10 million people, and that's how we create a better world. So what is that first step that people can take when they're done listening to this podcast right now?
Make a commitment. Make that commitment that is, you know, you're not interested in it, you're committed to it, you're going to burn the bridges behind you. Maybe you make, you know, a massive bet,
yeah.
right? With my mentor, that $10,000 check is already in the mail to him. He already has it, right? Because if I don't succeed, well, I will succeed, but
yeah.
he will cash it. But figure out, making a commitment. It's not something you're interested in, something that you're committed to doing, and then you accomplish it. And then once you see that you're able to accomplish it and you took the right slide edge decisions to accomplish it, then you're on that path to success. And then anything and everything is possible.
Yeah. Love it. James Suarez, my honor of being here with you today and that you took the time to sit down with me here, sharing your journey means the world to me. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. I think what you're doing is awesome. I truly support it.
Thank you. And thank you everybody who watched the I Love Success podcast and listened to this. We're all about sharing. We're all about helping. If you like what we do, go to ilovesuccess.co. There's a bunch of conversations with amazing people just like James here. You can get a couple of free chapters of my book. And there's so much tools for you so you can get started instead of just sitting all day watching things online. That is all great, but get to action and get to action now. Thank you so much.